Holy night.
Oh. It is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX on this Christmas Eve. I'm with Brad Young, who is in for Amy. Chris Ranji with you. It is time to go to the Quiver River Electric guest line again. And with CBS News, we've got Chris Cruz, who is joining us to tell us about a Santa Claus who is doing some things that you wouldn't expect him to be doing this time of year. And we have Chris with us now. How's it going, Chris?
Good, along with reindeer and the Grinch.
Okay, so we have a water skiing Santa Claus on the Potomac in Alexandria, Virginia. What?
It's been going on for 39 years.
It has?
Thousands, and it's all volunteers, like 60 volunteers, and they start working on this in July. And the water skiing is excellent. These aren't just, you know, guys who just decided to do it. They really, I mean, you look at any video on it online, these guys are really good, and I've been there, and the crowd is just amazed because I think it's just a bunch of yahoos. But the fact is they rehearse this. They wear thermal underwear. They wear wetsuits, and then they put the Santa suit over or the reindeer suit over. Jack Frost will be there. Really, just thousands of people. This is a big deal here.
Well, I'm glad you explained that, Brad Young here. I'm glad you explained that because I was thinking when you said yahoos, I'm thinking, you know, hillbillies with Anheuser-Busch products
that's what I thought.
That's what comes to my mind when you said a water skiing Santa. I'm like, yeah, he's hanging onto the rope with one hand and he's got a bottle of his favorite adult beverage in the other hand. But you said these folks take it seriously.
Yeah, they do, and they almost never fall. Now, every once in a while you'll see them, but I cannot remember the last time that Santa fell. And the thing is that, you know, they're on these boats and it's a sight, let me tell you. But there's a lot of wake. And so the reindeer will sometimes fall because they're accompanying and protecting Santa. But Santa almost never falls. And can I just say, am I helping you guys to steal this idea and do something on the Mississippi River? Is that why you've got me on this? Is that what you're going to do?
I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want Santa on that river.
No.
He will run into some driftwood and that'll be the end of him.
There's so much debris in there.
Oh, yeah, my God.
You want to see Santa fall? Put him in the Mississippi.
Oh, you'll see Santa drown.
Oh, he'll be down for
the
count.
Yeah, we can't have
that. All right, though. But if I hear that there's a water skiing Santa on the Mississippi River, I'll know that I've been duped by you guys.
when I heard about this, and you said this has been going on almost 40 years, I thought it was something real dumb like the water skiing squirrel, because that's been going on for a while. But this is, like you said, it's legit. I've seen video of it, and these guys can ski. Like, they're very, very good at it. So why did this start?
It started as a bet. These guys, apparently a bunch of guys, were sitting around in a bar. And they said, what crazy stuff can we do? And they said, well, let's get a Santa suit and go water skiing down the Potomac for Christmas. And so they said, well, okay, let's do it. And this one guy drew the short straw, and he's been involved with it ever since. He runs it on shore now, but he does it. And the thing is, these guys will not tell you their names. They totally volunteer. And it's hard to get involved with this group because there's no, like, website for them or something. We've done interviews with them, and they won't tell me their names.
Well, Chris, you did prove one thing. You proved to me that alcohol was, in fact, involved.
It started it.
It got started in a bar. So there was an alcohol relationship here. I knew there had to be.
I never thought about that. But, yeah, you're right. And who's to know if they drink before or after? But, you know, it's just really, really impressive. And, you know, who would have thought of such a thing? But it's really been going on, and it's one of those things that everybody in the D.C. area looks forward to every year. Even if they don't go, all of the networks are there. All of the, you know, the local television stations are there. So tonight it will be all over the news, let me tell you.
And so this is a one-day thing?
One day. It's always on December 24th, 1 p.m. So it's probably, let me see, I'm thinking right now Santa may have shown up or just have left. So, I mean, and like I say, there's thousands and thousands of people, but every day, every year on the 24th, Santa gets in a swimsuit, I mean, a wetsuit, and gets that Santa suit on and flies down the Potomac.
Well, since this is in the Washington, D.C. area, and given that Santa Claus always wears red, does that mean that the reindeer have to wear blue, you know, just to balance it out?
You know, that's a good question. I never really thought about that. Yeah, the red, white, and blue. I'm going to have to check out the video on that because, you know, it's a fairly liberal area in Alexandria. But, yeah, you know, you do want that kind of balance. I never thought about that.
You definitely want balance, especially with the water skiing Santa. All right, Chris Cruz with CBS, it's awesome to talk to you again. Thanks for letting us know about this thing I had never heard of that's been going on for decades.
Well, it's an honor to be on KMOX. I'm close to retirement, but from the time I was a child, I knew KMOX, and it's really an honor to be on the station. Thank you very much.
It's an honor to have you. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
That is Chris Cruz joining us from CBS News correspondent, and I feel like maybe this would be a thing that would be kind of fun to go see.
Oh, I would definitely go see that because, as he explained, it's not hillbillies on skis. I mean, these are people who really are good skiers. And plus, don't you really want to see someone in a reindeer outfit trying to ski? I don't know how you pull that off. I mean, are the arms, four legs? Where's is the reindeer? I want to see how the reindeer.
They're probably on two legs. Okay. These are the standing reindeer.
Standing, okay. Yeah. The lesser known. Standing reindeer.
In fact, reindeer actually do stand on their hind legs like bears do, like bears.
Yeah. Okay. But can they ski? Apparently
so. I don't
even
think that's true at all. But can, well, real quick, you can eat reindeer, right? You can hunt them?
Yeah, but
okay.
But don't tell your kids.
Oh, sorry.
Goodness.
Not here. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX, but Brad Young in for Amy Marks' course.